Welcome to episode 9 of The Budget is No. The Budget is No is where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no. Hi, it's Katie.
And this is Elizabeth.
And we are back for episode 9. Elizabeth and I actually just got back from an industry conference that we went to 2 weeks ago, and it was in Detroit, and it was CISO, the Society of Independent Show Organizers. And while we were there, we had the opportunity to listen to one of the keynote speakers was Tom Lewand, who is the CEO of Shinola, which is a luxury watch and leather goods brand. And we were able to hear all about the Shinola brand and how they have been able to take this luxury company from more than just a brick and mortar and actually influence Detroit and what Detroit stands for.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a Shinola store before?
No, that was my first time when we went in Detroit, was actually going to the Shinola store.
So they actually have one in Plano. So Plano is a suburb of Dallas, for those of you who don't live in the North Texas area. And I had actually gone into the store because it looked really cool from the outside. It had a lot of like open area. It was kind of like in a warehousey type building. And I remember walking in and thinking everything was expensive, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's definitely a luxury. I would say it's between luxury items. It's not like your, I wouldn't classify
like
it
a
as
Rolex.
Like your, yeah, your Burberry, your Rolex, but it's definitely not your Fossil watch either.
But it was really interesting after hearing the CEO talk about the story of Shinola, how they got founded as a business. It's kind of really interesting to see how like my perspective like shifted. Like, spoiler alert, like I really see like it's their stuff is really not that expensive, like when you know their brand story.
Exactly.
And I think that's just like a cool testament to how powerful like brand storytelling is and kind of knowing the context of the retail stores you shop at or like the brands that you follow.
Yes, and I think that's the thing that both of us agreed with, that like Shinola has done a fantastic job of their branding and bringing their like the soul of the company into every single thing that they do.
Yeah, so Tom kind of explained how their brand got started. So they were founded in 2011 and they really wanted to bring a watch company to the US. So for whatever the reason, they decided on bringing it to Detroit. So in the years since they've been open, they've hired hundreds of people in Detroit and across the country, and they're really focused on promoting the growth of American manufacturing. So on their website, they say right now that they employ over 500 people, and they have an average of 100 in manufacturing. So they knew that that was something very like core to their brand, and they wanted to have that impact here in the U.S.
Yeah, and I think one of the coolest things that he talked about during the presentation, he showed one of their first advertisements that they did in a magazine. It was a print ad, and it had a photo of their manufacturing building in Detroit, which is like a very old school, beautiful, like architectural building. And then it had one of their watch manufacturers, and then the photo of the watch. And it said something about bringing like manufacturing back to Detroit, and they sold, what did he say, like over 450 watches already, like just from one ad. They were able to sell all of these watches, which, by the way, they hadn't even started manufacturing yet, and they didn't even know if they could actually manufacture these watches that they had basically promised the public. So it was a very crazy move to make. But obviously it worked, and they figured out how to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. and to bring it specifically to Detroit, and that's like how it's embedded in the community.
he mentioned, you know, they've had people come over from Europe to train. So they're very proud to be experts in manufacturing these in-house. But their manufacturing and the importance of the community also extends to more of their products.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so they started off with watches, but they have since moved into leather goods because they wanted to make the straps for the watches. They've moved into journals, into bicycles. He told the story about how they found, like, the great-grandson of Schwinn bicycles, like, in this small, in Michigan or up north, and
mm-hmm.
they found him, and they basically said, like, hey, we want to contract with you to make these, like, really nice top-notch bikes, and, like, you should partner with us. And I think he said originally it didn't look like it was going to happen, but they ended up working it out. So now they have, like, these really high-quality crafted bicycles. What else were they talking about? Like chargers and even like record players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting into like the audio business now. And again, making very high-end quality products. But like you said, once you kind of know the backstory of how everything is made, why they do it this way, it makes you appreciate the product even more. And it makes you willing to pay that extra price in order to get an American manufactured product.
And to know that they're constantly looking for smaller companies to partner with or to outsource with or to find the leather from or find the materials that they need to do this. So they're really like practicing what they preach.
Yeah. And absolutely, they keeping it within America and kind of within like small towns, I would say too.
Definitely. So after we heard the CEO speak, we figured like we had to go see it for ourselves. So we Googled it, and the store was just a couple blocks away from the convention center. So we actually passed by the store on the way to one of the other events. So it was really cool to see what he was talking about and like how they approach their brand like in action in the store.
Yeah, and one of the things that he had mentioned is about all of their storefronts. They want to make everything very, like, touchable and like
tactile.
Yes, they don't want it to be like a luxury store that you go in where you're afraid to touch anything and everything's kind of behind glass and, like, you know, it's too expensive for you just to touch if you're not going to buy it. And their whole mentality was like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, you want to be able to try things on, touch things, feel things, know exactly what you're getting. And so when you and I first walked in there,
not one of our finer moments.
I know, but we kind of had a moment where we thought there was glass covering certain things, and we were just like, "Ooh, we like that." Like,
we're like hovering,
hovering over the things, but then we realized, wait. There is literally no glass. We can actually touch this and pick this up and put this watch on if we wanted to. It was kind of a funny moment.
I can just imagine, like, the workers just looking at us being like, you can get closer than, like, 6 inches from that necklace. Like,
but, yeah, we probably wouldn't have known that if we hadn't have listened to him, though.
Nope.
So, yeah, after we went to the store, right around the corner, they have built the Shinola Hotel, which has just opened up. And again, it's taking, Shinola has been able to take their brand just from a normal brick and mortar store and created a hotel that is all encompassing with what their brand stands for. I mean, from the artwork to the food, to everything that they do, it's all Detroit based. And again, like you walk in and you know, go sit and have a drink at the bar, and their menus are made out of the same fine leather that their watch straps are made out of. That's, you know, seen in the rest of their leather goods. So again, it's being able to experience that brand, outside of just a brick and mortar.
I think we were kind of talking about it because the CEO mentioned that in the hotel, they call it like the living room. It's not like the bar. It's
yes.
Not like a lobby. It's a living room. So when you walk in, there's couches, there's artwork, there's like a staircase that goes up into like a loft area with like a pool table. But it very much felt like you were in a living room.
Yeah. Like you could just casually sit down and have a cocktail and you know, meet some other people that you probably wouldn't have met if you were just sitting at a normal bar.
And then, as you mentioned, it looks like it opened in January of this year, so January 2019. It's a boutique hotel, like you mentioned. It has 129 rooms. I mean, even when we first walked in, the check-in desk, like, each, like, key had a tassel. Like, it looked very much like an old school.
It was an old school, like, key that you used to have to use in hotels, and that's actually what they give you.
And in the living room, they had the Shinola clocks. They had the chargers, so you could kind of experience brand. I think we were kind of talking about it, like, when we were there, and we kind of came up, it was kind of this idea of, like, extending the luxury brand into living.
Yes.
So it's not just a watch that you purchase or a one-time transaction. Like, you're actually kind of that, like, aspirational living and experience of, like, the brand.
Yeah. And they had, you know, the bikes all lined up mm-hmm. outside of the front, and, you know, you could rent the bikes to, like, take around Detroit and see, like, the rest of the downtown area. So, again, it's letting you actually experience their products more than just walking into a store.
Yeah. Another product that we noticed, well, I noticed in the store, I think we talked about it a little bit afterwards, were these locks. And so as you exit the hotel, there's an, it's called Parker's Alley. It's like another little alleyway that's lined with shops. And I think one of our colleagues mentioned most of them are women owned, mm-hmm. if not all. So there was a, on the wall, there was kind of this grate that had all these locks locked onto it, padlocks. So looked into a little bit more. And so you can actually purchase a lock in Shinola that you can then attach to the fence in that alleyway. So each lock comes with a charm that you can engrave. You can have them engrave initials, and it comes with two keys that couples can wear or have as a personal memento. So it's kind of a little play on the bridge in Paris where everybody kind of like locks their mm-hmm. locks. But what I thought was really cool and totally on brand for them is that they partnered with Commando Lock Company. And so the founder, Patrick Smith, of the lock company said that surprisingly 90% of padlocks that we have in the U.S. are imported. So they are truly one of the only American manufacturers of padlocks.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's another example of bringing a cool experience, because, I mean, not all of us can go to Paris and lock a lock on the fence.
Yes.
But how cool is that, that Shinola is giving you this, like, American-made product that then you could put on this fence and then even have a memento of it. So it's more than just a picture. Like, it's now a keepsake or a necklace or some sort of memento of your time and your trip to Detroit.
That's awesome. And again, the padlock goes back to the fact that they make bikes and you need to have a padlock in order to lock up your bike if you're, you know,
so if you want it to be functional,
downtown,
you can have it be functional or you can
have a fun little memento.
And a little Instagram picture.
Exactly. It's all for the gram, right?
It is. One other part of their brand that saw that they had is they have an area on their website called The Journal, and they call it as, quote, an editorial hub dedicated to the spirit of Shinola. So it's kind of old-timey, like, I don't know, like New York Timesy feeling. I don't know if it's the font or the colors, but they have a bunch of articles they feature on their brand partners. They even had some blog posts such as meeting the neighbors around the Shinola Hotel, so they're promoting local business since they're very invested in Detroit. They even have an article about planning a visit to Detroit, so if you wanted to look at local tourism or other areas of interest, they've also positioned themselves as an expert for that.
And I think, again, this is all tying back to the fact that Shinola has been able to make their brand so ingrained with everything that they stand for. Being American manufactured, being based in Detroit, everything that they do, it ties back to being solidified with what the meaning of their brand truly is. And that's a great way. So, you know, if you can't necessarily afford a $500 watch or a, I don't even know how much those bikes cost, but they were a lot.
More than $500.
You can still experience their brand through something like Shinola Love Locks or through the community, like, website and other organizations that they have clearly partnered with.
And I think, too, sharing their brand story and seeing how they have such a cohesive and consistent approach to promoting local, being an advocate of Detroit, as well as American manufacturing, I think it's almost easier to justify that purchase of the watch mm-hmm. or the leather goods, knowing that, like, this is a brand that is very dedicated to what it stands for.
Absolutely. So, and I think that all ties back into, even if the budget is no for whatever your event may be, whatever your brand is, being aware of every single touch point that you have with your attendees, with your consumers, with your clients, being consistent with your branding and knowing that every single touch point is going to come back to your brand.
And I think being intentional about what your brand experience is. Like, not everybody is a Shinola with, like, these, like, artsy videos and, like action. Like
very photos. Artsy and kind of, like, hipstery and, mm-hmm. you know, it's got a certain look and feel to it, which not every brand is going to have, but that's fine because that's what makes Shinola unique. And whatever your brand's look and feel is, that's what makes you unique. But you need to be sure that you are carrying your brand messaging throughout every single thing that you do.
Right. So if you're going to be sassy on social media, then maybe your marketing copy is sassy. I mean, we see, like, Wendy's on Twitter mm-hmm. is, like, queen of sass.
Yes.
But that's, like, the area that they've carved out. And it's always, like, awkwardly cringy to see, like, other brands try to, like, shoehorn themselves into, like, that sassy role. Like,
yes.
It's okay if you're not, like, SparkNotes sassy on Twitter, or it's okay if you're serious. Mm-hmm. But, like, find whatever works for you and just be, like, authentic to that self.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That was fantastic.
So thanks for listening to this week's episode about the Shinola Hotel. If you want to see pictures, we'll put them on our Instagram, The Budget Is No Podcast. You can also find all references to articles and things that we talk about on our website, so www.thebudgetisno.com. But yeah, I think... just follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Spotify and iTunes, and then we're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And if you check our Instagram, you might see Katie's influencer photo photo shoot we had upstairs from the living room.
Let's not post that, but maybe we'll see.
Well, you know, maybe if we get, like, 100 followers.
We'll see.
Deal?
Deal.
All right, well, thanks for listening, and we'll...
see you next time.
But I was going to say talk to you next time. Well, that just too. Next time. Bye.